Welcome to Pleasant Ridge Today, the official podcast of Pleasant Ridge Waldorf School in Viroqua, Wisconsin. I'm Robin Kottke.
I'm David Levin. Except that wasn't Robin. That was a recording of Robin because she is not feeling well today. Her voice is very scritchy and froggy, and we just didn't think it was fair to make her do a podcast today. So for today, I will cover for the both of us. All right, so upcoming events. October 14th, 7th grade field trip. October 15th, Grandparents and Special Friends Day. October 22nd, Hot Dog Friday. More on that to come. October 28th and 29th, no school and parent-teacher conferences. Also October 29th, Enchanted Forest. And note there's a date change for that. So, Grandparents and Special Friends Day. Always a special treat. Grandparents and Special Friends is a sweet opportunity for elders in your child or children's life to visit the school and experience firsthand this education for themselves. Many grandparents and special friends return each year. This year, the gathering will take place both in person and virtually and offer many of the same elements as regular years. The chance to observe what the children are learning, a tour of the school and grounds, alumni speaker Q&A, etc. The schedule is posted in the lunchbox. Please note that the in-person gathering will take place almost entirely outdoors, except for brief tours of the building. Please dress accordingly and bring a mask for indoors or when adequate distancing is not possible. Also, registration is required for both the in-person and virtual program. There's a link for that in the lunchbox, and we're seeking volunteers to welcome and serve our special guests. Please reach out to Robin if you're available and would like to help. It's going to be a lovely day. All-school meeting recap. Thank you to everyone who attended the all-school meeting Tuesday evening. We had a great turnout and beautiful weather. We enjoyed refreshments and social time, then heard from parent and board president Stephanie Brown on this year's theme of re-engagement. Information was shared around opportunities for involvement and service to the school, including an overview of school committees and information about upcoming events. Couldn't make it? No worries. The event was recorded to ensure participation from the whole community. And there's a link available in the lunchbox. Special thanks to David Levin. Oh, that's me. For his AV expertise to help this happen. And by the way, I didn't speak up that night, but I should have when they talked about the various committees and what sort of help we're looking for. I'm on the Marketing and Communications Committee. The podcast is part of what we do. And we actually could use some additional help on that committee, especially anyone with expertise in online marketing and or audio production for things like the podcast. You wouldn't have to necessarily join the committee and come to the meetings, but if you were available to help with projects now and then, that would be really great. So if you are interested in learning more about helping out with the marketing committee, get hold of me or Robin or Jordan. Pleasant Ridge is hiring. PRWS is looking for an assistant to work in our mixed-age kindergarten for the 2021-22 school year. The position is Monday through Friday, 7:45 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., although we would be open to splitting this into two positions if necessary, morning and afternoon. Tuition remission is available with this position. There's a link in the lunchbox to view the job description and for an employment application. Please reach out to Jordan Brudas with any questions. You are invited to attend. As a participant in the Wisconsin Parental Choice Program, Pleasant Ridge is required to announce two open board meetings per school year that members of our parent community are welcome to attend. Of course, every monthly board meeting is open to anyone who would like to join us, but to make it extra official and ensure all are aware, the Board of Directors cordially invites Pleasant Ridge parents to attend the November 18th, 2021 and or April 28th, 2022 board meetings. RSVPs are requested to accommodate space and distancing considerations. These meetings are scheduled from 7 to 9 at the school. Thank you for RSVPing to Jordan Brudas. And I can just say, as a former board member, these really are fun meetings. It's a great opportunity to connect with just some wonderful people who are, you know, thoughtfully considering and addressing issues that are important to all of us. So I think you'll enjoy going to one of these meetings. Raffle planning. The Pleasant Ridge Raffle Committee met recently to kick off the 2021-22 raffle season. We have some fun ideas planned for this year's raffle and welcome additional folks to share ideas, help distribute tickets, plan promotional events, and the raffle drawing celebration next spring. Reach out to Robin Kottke, Simon Stumpf, or Erica Garrity, and let us know of your interest. Holiday fair planning time. We'd love your input. The Holiday Fair Committee will host a planning meeting soon, and we'd love more helpers. We are reimagining what an in-person fair could look like and hopeful we can transition to a primarily outdoor version this year. Think European Christkindlmarkt style. If that means something to you, then you think that. Christkindlmarkt. I guess I need to travel more. Reach out to Robin Kottke and let us know of your interest. Hot diggity dog, Hot Dog Fridays are back. The 8th grade will be serving hot dogs for lunch on Friday, October 22nd, and Friday, November 5th as a fundraiser for their 8th grade trip. Please sign up and pay in the office in advance as day of sales are challenging. Hot dogs are $3 each, and there's a veggie dog option. Condiments are provided. Please send sides with your child or children to accompany the hot dogs. Thank you, the class of 22. Is your family interested in hosting a student from South Korea this year? We're looking for two more families who are interested in hosting a student, a girl in the 5th grade and a boy in the 6th grade. It's a wonderful experience to be a part of, and your family will be compensated for hosting. The students will be visiting January 1st through February 17th, 22. COVID guidelines for international travel will be followed. Please contact Jordan if you're interested or would like more information. We hosted a Korean student last year, and it was really fun. We can't do it again this year because we have somebody else coming, we hope, from Europe with the exchange for our son who's over at Youth Initiative, but highly recommended. Really fun. COVID-19 updates. We'd like to thank you all for helping uphold our illness policy by keeping your children home when they're sick. Our illness policy is one of our top COVID mitigation strategies, and we sincerely appreciate your cooperation. So there's quite a bit more information on this in the lunchbox, discussing testing, discussing quarantine guidelines. I don't really want to read it all here, but if you're interested in this, then please do check out your lunchbox and read this entire segment. But the last piece is, please remember to notify the school office of your child's absence, as well as whether you intend to get a COVID test. You can also send an email or leave a phone message for the office after hours. If it is after hours and urgent that you speak with someone regarding your particular situation, please email Jordan Brudas and she'll be in touch with you. And maybe you have her email already, but there's a link in the lunchbox for that. Okay, community news. Oh, I'm going to mess up this pronunciation. Dia de los Muertos celebration. McIntosh Memorial Library is proud to announce our collaboration with the local folk art collective, Mexican Folk Art, and Driftless Curiosity, Key Waden Farms, to host the first annual Driftless Region's Dia de los Muertos Day of the Dead celebration. It's open to the public with many activities for school-age children. It's a Mexican cultural and educational event to celebrate the Day of the Dead. It is at Key Waden Farms at 15270 Hawk Lane, H-A-U-K-E Lane in Viola, Wisconsin. And it is Saturday, October 16th from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. And you can come and go as you please. The why we do this is to honor our loved ones that have passed away and connect as a community through educational and cultural workshops, classes, storytelling, dance, and food. And how much is it? It is free. Free entry, free classes, free books, free crafts, free food. If you'd like to purchase art or tortillas, please bring some cash money. ATMs are not available. So there's a link for more information in the lunchbox. And this does sound like a lot of fun, though I have to say, purely personally, I'm still a little creeped out by the imagery for the Day of the Dead. But that's just me. The Rose Garden. Hello from the greenhouses and welcome back to school. How lovely it is to hear so much laughter and music in the hoop houses and gardens. We had a great spring and summer. Thank you so much for your support. We're excited for another year. Here's what we have going on now. Our shop is full of fun natural autumn decor, pumpkins and mums. Pleasant Ridge families who buy $10 or more get a free decor item. We also have bulbs that are ready to plant for springtime beauty and plenty of houseplants to keep you company until then. Come on in and see. Child development learning opportunity. Parents and educators, are you looking for more ways to support optimal child development? join us for a deep exploration of child development through the lens of developmental movement therapy and gain the understanding and tools needed to increase your child's ability to self-regulate, focus, modulate, stay attentive, experience ease and comfort in their body, and find joy and confidence in academic learning. Internationally renowned facilitator and Waldorf parent Stephanie Johnson is offering a Waldorf community discount on this upcoming experience taking place October 22nd and 23rd. Two-for-one pricing for Waldorf staff and parents and friends. You will move, learn, and reconnect to your own bodies as you deepen your understanding of your child's needs, and best of all, you'll leave with so many simple, effective tools to use to support your child at home and or in the classroom. No movement experience is necessary. This is for all bodies. October 22nd and 23rd from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Young Dance Studios, 655 Fairview Avenue North in St. Paul, Minnesota, 55104. Of course, all that's in the lunchbox. Use this code for two-for-one pricing. Oh, you're going to have to check that out in the lunchbox. If I try and tell you now, maybe you're driving, you'll have an accident because you're trying to write while you're driving. We don't want that. For more information, there is a link in the lunchbox, or you can contact Stephanie directly at her email address in the lunchbox. And the last item, I like mentioning this again because I think many of us either don't know or we forget, and I confess I do that too. So you can support Pleasant Ridge when shopping from home. One thing for sure, in the pandemic, we are shopping even more at Amazon. We used to do quite a bit already, but it just seems like we're doing it all the time now. So as you may know, Amazon has a program called Amazon Smile, where all you have to do is click the school's link as you enter the Amazon site, and every purchase returns some percentage to the school. It doesn't change the pricing at all. It costs you nothing. It just costs Amazon, which is not the worst thing in the world. So if you're interested in that, and why wouldn't you be, at the bottom of the lunchbox, scroll down, there's a link there, and you can just copy that link into a handy place and just click on it whenever you go. I actually have a bookmark on my browser, and you just click that to go to Amazon instead of entering the URL directly, and just shop as you normally would. And that's a lovely thing. It helps the school. It brings in revenue without costing us anything. That's about as good as it gets. All right, that is it for the lunchbox this week. Get better, Robin. I hope you feel better soon. Hope the rest of you have a lovely couple of weeks, and we'll see you then.